who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 we are back for the second hour. First hour kind of flew by. Once again, up on game. Plaxico Burress, TJ Houshmandzadeh. LeVar is coaching football this morning. And he better not be taking them L's because the players win and the coaches lose. That's my philosophy. But if he was smart, he used that Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor this morning because it's going to bring noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in a store. Plex, we get into the second hour, and I was reading something. I saw that Michael Beasley scored 26 points in his Big 3 debut. Why Michael Beasley ain't in the NBA, bro?
Man, I have no idea. I have no idea. He came out of Kansas State, man, as one of the highly touted, college basketball players that come into the NBA, and his career just never really took off to the point to where, like, he had definitely superstar ability when he was in college, but his game just never really got to the point to where he could find a team and just be consistent enough to just remain on a roster. That's one of the things that it happens. We've seen that happen in all sports and on several different occasions, but Michael Beasley is definitely
– man, he was nice. You
know, talented, but
yeah,
for him to be in the Big Three so young. But you got to think about it, man. Some of these guys, KD's been in the league, 15 years now? I think him and KD – grew up together out there in Prince George County.
In D.C.
But they came out together. So we're talking about 15, 16 years ago where these guys came into the league. It don't seem like it. But, hey, time is undefeated, man. It's one of the things that we cannot hold on to.
Yeah, it's crazy because, man, Durant was drafted, I believe, it was a 2007?
Yeah.
So this will be his 15th season. So he's played 14. Yeah, or maybe he did play 15. Who knows? But that is a long time. But, yeah, Michael Beasley has enough talent, I believe, to play in the NBA. I mean, you look at the 10th, 11th, 12th guy on the bench. He got to give you more than that. He's going to give you more than that. But
he should definitely be playing somewhere.
Man, when you putting up 26 in the Big 3 – they ain't playing but the 50. And he's getting half of your points.
Right. And he gonna do it game in and game out because he's probably the best player in that league. Hey, I saw the other day that what's my man name? 53 years old, man, still playing basketball. Mahmoud Raouf.
Oh, Mahmoud Abdul Raouf. Chris Jackson.
Yeah, formerly known as Chris Jackson. 53 years old, man. I'm talking about out there straight hooping. Like, he ain't missed a step. I got to call him and see what he got going on over there, man, because, hey, he's in phenomenal shape, and especially be out there playing with some of those young guys. Some of those guys still in their 20s. Man, this man 53, out there putting up 10, 15 points.
He got them good bones. His body is – he took care of his body when he was younger. Now, we on the topic of basketball. We talked about this early in the show. We started the show with Kyrie Irving. But you spoke on it a little bit about – let's attack this from the – what does Kevin Durant – what are his thoughts? How does he feel about this? Because I know it was this pact of let's get to Brooklyn together, Kyrie and KD. And now that this is going on, he hasn't come out and said anything publicly. His 4-year max contract kicks in this year, so he's under contract. But the NBA players have shown if they're unhappy, they can get where they want to be. How do you think he feels about this situation that's going on with Kyrie, how it's being handled? Because he hasn't said a word about it.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand. I remember after one game, Kyrie Irving got to the podium and sat behind it and said, he was like, man, I got my guy seven. I'm going to be here playing with my guy seven, referring to Kevin Durant as if I'm going to remain in Brooklyn. I want to play with Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant hasn't came out and said anything. That's one of the things that confused me about this whole situation. If you wanted Kyrie to remain on your basketball team, come out and support him. Come out and say something. But, you know, there's no better point guard that Brooklyn can get. We know that. But for Kevin Durant, we spoke about it last week. He didn't have to leave Golden State, but he chose to because, you know, it was one of those things where everybody was saying he couldn't win a world championship without Steph Curry. Now Steph Curry has his fourth championship without Kevin Durant. So he's still trying to prove to us and everybody else that he can lead a team to an NBA championship. But it's going to be tough for him to win a championship, especially if Kyrie Irving doesn't return to this basketball team. His chances of winning another championship gets slimmer and slimmer. But for him, if he wants an opportunity to compete in the Eastern Conference, to get out of the Eastern Conference and get to the NBA Finals, Kyrie Irving has to be a part of this basketball team. And I just don't understand why and how, if Kyrie Irving has been so vocal about playing with Kevin Durant, why don't they just get this deal done and move on and try to put together a basketball team that can contend to win a championship?
As much as KD may or may not want to play with Kyrie Irving, when you're talking $180 million contract and it's fully guaranteed for a guy that didn't want to get vaccinated, he couldn't play in any game because they didn't want him just playing in away games because of chemistry, that puts the organization in a tough spot because, yes, you want to appease your best player, which is Kevin Durant. You don't want to piss him off. But am I going to piss him off or am I going to give up $180 million? I think I'd rather piss him off and hope he understands why. He hasn't come out and said a word about it, so we don't know how he feels. But I'm sure he has some feelings on this either way, where it's, yeah, I see where you guys are coming from, or, no, man, y'all got to pay this man. Because there's nobody that we can bring in that's going to give us what he's given us. Nobody. If you guys are going for draft picks, I got to be out because I don't have time to wait on these first-round picks to develop. My career, I probably got 5 years where I can really go get it. Who knows what's going to happen? Hopefully they make the right decision. To all the people that's listening, wherever you get your podcast from, we need you to subscribe, to Up On Game Presents, whether it's Apple, iHeart, it doesn't matter what it is. We're going to go to legendary moments. We got a headbanger for this one. And I remember watching him. I'm sure LeVar patterned his game after him somewhat with Greg Lloyd, Pittsburgh Steeler, linebacker, headbanger. That's how I refer to him. But again, make sure wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's Apple, iHeart, Up On Game Presents, make sure you subscribe, you like, you just support us. We appreciate it. Let's get to this legendary moment with Greg Lloyd.
Up On Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
Every single thing. We had to be everyone. We had to be as strong as the D lineman. We had to be as you know, have as much agility as the running backs and the receivers.
I'm going to say this. I echo what you say about being an outside linebacker. If we were in college, or when we were in college, an outside linebacker, you got three scholarships, like mm-hmm. you say. They're giving you one, but you got three. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to tackle. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to rush the passer, and you got to be able to step out there and cover. Mm-hmm. Not everybody on defense is actually do that.
So we're the only ones that do it.
We are the only one, especially in a 3-4 defense. In a 3-4 defense, if you don't have four outstanding linebackers that can cover tight end, not just let they punk run down the middle of the field without mm-hmm. touching them, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. But you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to be a run stuffer. You got to be able to stop and play on the other side of the ball. You got to be able to go out there and line up on a wide receiver covering for 20 yards, you know, mm-hmm. carrying for 10 yards, 15 yards across the field. And you got to be able to get off the ball and be able to, you know, put some pressure on the quarterback. They don't ask everybody to do that, mm-hmm. you know. And see, now, different game, because now they hire – he's a pass rusher.
Oh, yes, we just drafted edge pass rusher. Rusher.
We just drafted a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. So what happens on, you know when they're not pass rush? When it's not a pass rush down, what are you doing?
You got to take them off the field.
You got to take them off the field. So you got $100 million standing on the sideline.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, it's a different game. This is a really game that they're playing right now. Hard for me to watch. And I know you're recording this, and I apologize.
No. But you speak your mind. This is open forum.
Straight game right now.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there's some dogs still out there. I still got some guys I watch. There's still some dogs out there. But for the most part, it's like, how the would you feel if coach said, hey, it's third down, LeVar, we're going to take you out the game?
Just shows you the type of mentality. The bleep, bleep, bleep. It shows you the type of mentality that Greg Lloyd had. Hey, I had to correct LeVar. Tell me, we got to move like receivers. Boy, if you don't stop, you better cover them tight ends and them running backs, LeVar. Mm-hmm. Talking about we got to cover a receiver. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cover a receiver sometime. Man, listen, I love G. Lloyd, man. I had the opportunity on several occasions to sit down and chop it up with this man. Man, one of the most feared outside linebackers when I was growing up, just watching
what?
Him play. And just, man, which the physicality and the meanness that he just played the position, yeah, you just had to love him, man, the way he played the game. And obviously me playing at Pittsburgh for 7 years, he was always around. And, man – do y'all know that Greg Lloyd is also a fifth-degree black belt? Can you imagine that?
That's why he's talking the way he's talking.
You're not just going to run
your
up
head
on,
off, hey,
you're not just
going to
run
off
up on G. Lloyd in the street and just think you're just going to do whatever you want to do. I mean, this man is a martial art fifth-degree black belt. He's going to put them hands on you also, and that's a scary sight for a man his size.
He knocking your head off on the field and off the field, ooh, if that's what you want to do.
Talking about that open hand slap, what that feel like?
Bro.
Lord.
You just heard the passion in his voice. And when he started talking about football as it is today compared to when he played.
I mean, dog, you got to think about this, man. Like, when he was playing in Pittsburgh, Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green, Chad Brown.
Kirkland.
I mean, you talking about It was absolutely sickening back then for that defense, man. LeVon Kirkland was maybe 6'4", what, 260, 265?
LeVon Kirkland was probably 280, bro.
I mean, jeez. Listen, and I played with them guys, man. And I was drafted in 2000, and LeVon Kirkland was our middle linebacker. And you was just – people don't – that game back then, 22, 23 years ago, was different.
Hey, Plex, you know what was different, too?
We would have live run periods, man.
Bruh.
Do you know what it sounded like on goal line when we just running straight lead with fullback Jerome Bettis and LeVon Kirkland them and meeting at the goal line? Oh my!
I don't know
goodness.
What. Okay, did y'all do Oklahomas?
No, we didn't do no Oklahoma.
Dog, Marvin Lewis had us doing Oklahomas, man. It used to piss me off because.
Oklahoma.
We was doing Oklahomas, bro, like we was kids. They put me against a safety. It's just all we did was bang heads. I'll never forget, though, one time we had a live period of what you're talking about. And one of our tight ends, Ben Utek, he had come from the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, he got knocked out, bro. Like, he was out for 4 or 5 minutes. They had to call the ambulance. They called the ambulance. They took him out on a stretcher, bro. Like, it was scary. And then the next day – we did Oklahoma's again.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, like, oh, we're going to do it again. Like, it was just the amount of –
different ball game, man.
Bro, it was so different. Like, we would practice. Training camp starts. You got a double day. The next day, you got a double day. You wake up. You can't even walk, but you got to run in 45 minutes to an hour. Like, it was just so crazy how – you can't even get up from your bed to go to the bathroom to brush your teeth. But in 1 hour, they're going to blow that whistle and you're going to sprint. They don't understand. Like, it's not even like that anymore. The way it is now, it's so much better for the player's long-term health. But when we was playing, oh, man, he's like, okay, you look at the script. You got Oklahoma's. You like, damn. Am I going to do this Oklahoma? Am I going to act like I'm dehydrated? Like, I'm cramping up before this period. Like, Ain't nobody want to do no damn Oklahomas.
The last time I did Oklahoma drill was in high school. We didn't even do it in college at Michigan State.
Well, Coach Marvin Lewis had us doing them in the league, and everybody that played with Cincinnati all it was put your chin strap on, run into him so you don't get ran over.
Did Chad get down there?
Chad never did Oklahomas. Chad, hey, no lie. And if Chad did do it, he went against a corner and he was like, hey, bro, I'm just going to let you run me. Like, Chad had no problem when you ran into him. Chad literally would just fall on the ground as soon as you touched him. He like, bro, I'm not doing this. No lie. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, Coach Lou had us getting headaches for the rest of the day. Like, damn, man, you know the cartoon when you see stars? All right, Marvin Lewis, we appreciate you. That's why I need to take my AG1. Well, I got to take it. Keep me feeling good. Keep me looking good. And it actually tastes good while I'm doing it. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It covers all things. It costs you less than $3 a day. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. Supports better sleep quality and recovery. Supports mental clarity and alertness. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/game. Again, athleticgreens.com/game. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. That's right. Insurance. We'll be back up on game. Plaxico Burris, TJ Houshmandzadeh, LeVar, you better be coaching your team to victories, baby. We'll be back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. we usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That new Drake, hey Plax, you like that new Drake album?
I haven't got all the way through it yet. I think I only listened like 7 or 8 songs. It's more like a club album to me. It's like up-tempo kind of techno hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can kind of explain it.
Yeah, my favorite song on it is Jimmy Cooks with 21 Set. That's my favorite one, Jimmy Cooks. So it's the last song on the album, too. That's my favorite one. It's probably because it's more, it doesn't have all the dance to it. It's more rapping. But, yeah, that's my favorite one, Jimmy Cooks.
Right, right.
But speaking of favorite, it's a favorite family of the NFL, Arch Manning.
Mm-hmm.
He commits to Texas. But before we get to Arch Manning, let's talk about the Dollar Shave Club. 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com, or you can just walk right in the store and get you one. Arch Manning, you played with his uncle Eli. That family is royalty in the NFL. Peyton, one of the best quarterbacks and players to ever play in the National Football League. What do you make of his commitment to Texas? Will he be in the same breath as his uncles in just the way college football has changed recently, he went about it completely different, man. And it's no surprise because he has a lot of family. His grandfather, both his uncles have been through this. He didn't pull out the hat. He didn't do it on ESPN. Hey, I'm going to Texas. No publicity behind it. I'm just going to Texas. What do you make of it in the way he went about it?
I'm just thinking about who's going to be the quarterback at Texas next year when he arrives, because as soon as that kid comes through the door, man, they put them on the football field. I haven't had a chance to see him in person yet, but from what I understand, man, he's not far away from where his uncles are, Eli and Peyton, man, 6'5". I think he's on like 5,700 yards already in high school. But for him going to Texas, man, I love it. I really thought that he was going to go to Virginia. And for him to turn down Nick Saban and not to go to Tennessee or Mississippi like Eli and Peyton did.
What made you think he would go to Virginia?
Something was just telling me that he just wanted to do something off the beaten path, something different that nobody thought he was going to do. But for him going to Texas, I think it's a great move, man, because if you ask Vince Young about playing quarterback in Texas, man, it's like the best position that any college football kid can have in college football, and that is to play quarterback for the University of Texas. But if you're Steve Sarkisian, you're looking at this, you're like, you know what? With the way that everything is going down right now in college football with the NIL deals and all of those kind of things, I'm looking forward to Texas having probably the number one best recruiting class over the next 5 years. If you're in high school and you play a skill position, you play offense, you play wide receiver, you want to go to Texas and play with a guy like Arch Manning. There's no doubt about it. If you want to take advantage of that situation with that young man throwing you the football, listen, I'm not saying he's going to be great. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer. But I will put my money on it that he's going to be a pretty damn good quarterback in college. And if I'm a wide receiver and I'm looking at all the situations that I can put myself into to go to college and have a successful career, and I can have a Manning throwing to me, especially with everything that's going on, guys getting paid, these NIL deals. The better you perform is basically saying, you know, the more money you're going to make. But for Texas right now, for them to land that guy, man, it's a home run for the University of Texas, Steve Sarkisian, knowing that he is going to be able to get basically all the recruits that he needs to help to bring another national championship back to Texas with Arch Manning now saying that he's going to Texas.
So let's look at this. Let's look at the Texas roster of quarterbacks. That Hudson Card, who was the number two quarterback in the country last year, he's at Texas. Quinn Ewers, who was the number one quarterback transfer from Ohio State into Texas this year, he was ranked as the highest quarterback recruit in, I believe, the last 25 years. He's at Texas. They got Malik Murphy from out here in my neck of the woods, Gardena Serra High School, 6'5 kid that can really throw it and move a little bit. When Arch Manning arrives on campus, how do they navigate this? Plex, is he an immediate starter? Obviously, you're going to have to earn it. But what happens? Say Texas has a good year this year with Quinn Ewers. What happens next year when Manning arrives on campus?
Everybody's going to have to go in and compete to win the job. But he's not going to Texas to sit on the bench under any circumstance. I don't care how good Quinn Ewers goes out, man. Unless he wins a national championship, when Arch Manning steps on the campus, he's going to be the starting quarterback of the football team.
Peyton Manning wasn't even a starter when he stepped on campus at Tennessee.
What his halfway through his freshman year?
Yeah, and it was crazy. He just had some good luck. The starter, I believe, got hurt like week
Todd
one or
Helton.
Two. Hey, Todd Helton wasn't the starter. Todd Helton was the backup. So the starter got hurt. Todd Helton became the starter, and then Todd Helton got hurt.
And went and over 17 years in Major League Baseball.
And then he went and said, you know what, this Peyton guy looked pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and stick to baseball. And was one of the best hitters in baseball. But
hey, you just said this guy, Quinn Ewers, was one of the highly ranked quarterbacks out of the last 25 years. What do you think Arch Manning is?
But you know what they say? That Arch Manning has not played the type of competition that a lot of these other quarterbacks have played. And so
– oh, he'll figure it out once he gets to college.
I mean, you're going to improve. If you're any type of good player, you will improve. It's the pedigree. It's the last name Manning. We know that for sure helps. That helps. But, the Quinn Ewers dude, he's from Texas. He left high school early. When I say he didn't even play his senior year of high school because he had a $1 million NIL deal. And at the time, the state of Texas wouldn't let him capitalize on that. And so he was like, I'm going to go ahead and leave and go to Ohio State. But it was going into his senior year. He was the number one recruit. He initially committed to Texas. And then he changed his mind and went to Ohio State. And so it will be interesting because of his history of being one of the best quarterbacks in Texas high school history. You leave Ohio State, and I'm sure him and his parents are sitting there like, what's next? Now that Arch Manning is coming here, what do we do? Where do we go from here? And so that will be interesting. I'm with you, though. I do expect Arch Manning midway through his freshman year, like his Uncle Peyton, to be named a starting quarterback.
Yeah, man.
It's inevitable. When you have a coach like Steve Sarkisian, too. Steve Sarkisian, another California boy, went to El Camino Junior College and coached with Pete Carroll at USC. Him and Lane Kiffin, they just do a really good job of developing quarterbacks, getting them to understand what's expected of them, understanding offense and defense.
Yeah.
But
a lot of things come with it, man. Just to have him saying that he's going to go to Texas. I mean, the number of recruits that are going to go to Texas to play with him, I mean, it's a gold mine over there right now.
Texas, but especially with this NIL deal.
Texas the whole A&M. Even if you're a Quinn Ewers or one of those quarterbacks on the roster, you can still transfer and play the same year. It's not like it used to be. You can transfer once this man gets to college or whatever the case may be and choose to leave school and go to another school and play in the same season.
I know Quinn Ewers is like, God, I go to Ohio State, I'm behind C.J. Stroud. I leave and go to Texas, and I'm like, okay, I got a chance to start now, okay. Oh, man, Arch Manning. But hopefully, Quinn Ewers, it's all up to you, bro. You have a great year this year.
No doubt.
If you have a great year, you're not getting benched. Arch Manning will back you up 1 year. You go to the league. Let's see if that's a possibility. Wow. But I believe Arch Manning is a good – you watched his little basketball highlights, right? You seen those?
Yeah, man, I seen his basketball highlights. He likes to tell me, man, he was averaging 20 points in high school basketball. I'm like, come on, dog, stop. Come on, man. But you averaged 20 points in high school? Who are y'all playing against?
Hey, but you ever play basketball against these quarterbacks? Them dudes are strong, bro. And the quarterbacks, like, they – well, you a big dude, Plex. Them dudes, they a lot bigger than people think. Them you guard them in the post, them dudes are strong, but Arch, he getting fast breaks, doing little nice little tomahawks on them. Like he got a little bounce to him. So he has some athleticism. And with that name, everybody knows. Last name Manning, he will be given every opportunity to succeed.
And he will.
And it's what you said though. These high school kids, they want to play with them. I look to Texas now in these next 6 months of recruits.
The recruiting
plan. A lot of these kids. are going to start changing commitments. Like, I'm trying to get down to Texas and play with Arch Manning. Mm-hmm. We're going to go trending with our guy, Isaac Lohengrin. Ilo, what you got for us?
Fellas, we'll start with the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Yankees and Astros are scoreless in the top of the second inning at Yankee Stadium, but the Tampa Bay Rays have a 2-0 lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates, also in the top of the second inning. Those runs coming on a 2-run single by Vidal Brujan of Tampa Bay. In Chicago, the White Sox and Orioles in a rain delay at Comiskey Park. Big news from the world of soccer, where multiple outlets report that soccer superstar Gareth Bale, most recently of Real Madrid, signing with LAFC, the Los Angeles Football Club of Major League Soccer. On Friday night, Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Tampa Bay Lightning and Colorado Avalanche in Denver was tied 2-2 in the third period. Here are Dave Mishkin and Hall of Famer Phil Esposito on WFLA.
Center point, Sergachev open.
Oh, you
left circle
headman,
center point, Sergachev.
Shoot it!
Left corner, headman. In front, Pallad! Score! Pallad! Andre Pallad! 3-2 Lightning with 6:22 left!
By the way, I wonder if Phil Esposito's available to do football commentary this fall. Come on, shoot it, Good thing that he did, because it was the winning goal. Tampa Bay wins it by a 3-2 score, so that sends the Stanley Cup Final back to Tampa for Game 6 on Sunday. The Avalanche now leading the series 3-2. The plot thickens in the Stanley Cup Final. TJ and Plax, back to you.
Hey, Ilo, when you brought up the Yankees, it just got me to thinking, and once again, we are off topic, but who cares? Aaron Judge and the Yankees, Plex, you've seen he went through arbitration. They offered him 17. Mm-hmm. He wanted 21. They settled for 19. It just had me thinking, you talking about betting on yourself. It kind of reminded me of what Lamar Jackson is doing right now. So the Yankees, before the season, they offered Aaron Judge 7 years. I believe it was $218 million. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong on that amount. But I know it was like $31 million a year. 7 years, $218 million, just about. He turns it down. Because, you know, baseball, he signed at 218, it's guaranteed. He turns it down, Plex. Mm-hmm. He about to be MVP. He leading the majors and home runs. You talk about bet on yourself? He
27 home runs already. And it is before the All-Star break.
Lead the majors, bruh.
With the best record in baseball.
He gonna see the Dodgers gonna win it, though, if we can get our pitching together.
Come on now, stop.
Aaron Judge gonna see probably $330 million guaranteed by betting on himself.
Man,
he just got another 100.
That Trout money, man. He approaching 400.
He want that Trout money, that Tatis money, that Machado money, that Mookie Betts money,
Bryce Harper
money. Literally bet on himself and is going to see
an
extra $100 million.
Yeah, man. Listen, sometimes it happens. He just happened to have the best year of his career going into his contract year.
And so that's, we're going to transition that to Freddie Freeman. Played 12 years with the Braves, 15 years in the organization, but 12 years in the majors. I don't know if people are real familiar with it. He wanted to re-sign with the Braves. His agent sent the deal to the Braves. It's like, this is what it's going to be. Take it or leave it. Not only did they not leave it, they wouldn't trade it for Matt Olson from the Athletics like within the next day or so. It's like, okay, this is what you're going to do. Okay, we're going to show you what we're going to do. We're not going to tell you nothing. We're going to show you we leaving it. And it was a lot of emotion when he realized his time in Atlanta had come to an end. The Dodgers and the Braves have already played this year, but it was in L.A. He went back yesterday to get his World Series ring. Man, it was so much emotion. And Freddie Freeman from Southern California in Orange County is a guy that I don't know much about, but during the playoffs, they showed his story a ton. And so I got familiar with him. Really emotional guy. Lost his mother at an early age. It's just him, his brother, and his father. Married his son, like he's an emotional guy. So to see him yesterday get really emotional when they presented him with his World Series ring. It was touching. What you think about that?
Man, hey, when you get your heart and soul to an organization, man, especially Atlanta Braves, where that was when they was able to win their first World Series a couple years ago. I mean, he was an NL MVP in 2020. And, you know, business always gets in the way of us as professional athletes. And, you know, it's in some instances, you know, it's unfortunate for a guy like, you know, Freddie Freeman. He didn't want to leave Atlanta. They offered him, what, a six-year reset? And he ended up signing with the Dodgers for like a six-year.
They offered him less money. The Dodgers million. Gave him more money. That's yeah, what it boils down money. To.
Dodgers offered him six-year, $162 million. He didn't want to leave Atlanta, but the business side of it got in the way. When you're already 12, 13 years in, you want to maximize your opportunities and make as much money as you possibly can. He's not going to leave $32 million on the table. So he ends up with the Dodgers. And with joining the Dodgers, he still has an opportunity to win the World Championship because the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball. But for him to go back and to receive his ring and, you know, and to see the crowd chanting his name, Freddie, 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 man, it gets emotional because, you know, you realize how much you appreciate it. And, man, good for him, man, to go back to be able to get his ring in Atlanta. But professional sports, the business side of it can be cruel. And we've all had to deal with it at one or multiple times in our career. And that's just how the business part of it goes. We don't always get what we want. But you know what? The guy's making more money.
It's always that, man, I want to stay here, but they not offering me the money that I want. You make a business decision, they make a business decision. We both move on, and hopefully both parties are happy. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razor sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. As we transition to the end of the show, again, Up On Game, Plaxico Burress, TJ Houshmandzadeh, LeVar, we wish you the best, baby. You better be winning. AG1. I take it because I enjoy it, I like it, and it's very, very beneficial for my immune system. I hated taking pills, so I had to get a supplement. And with that one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, focus, and all things aging. It just covers everything. It costs less than $3 a day. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals, nothing artificial, while still tasting good. Supports better sleep quality and recovery. Supports mental clarity and alertness. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/game. Again, athleticgreens.com/game. Take ownership over your health. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. That's right. Insurance. Up On Game. We'll be back.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Preach.
I don't even know who that is.
Preach. Preach.
Hey.
Preach. Hey, there we go. I could just vibe to that the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Man, welcome back to Up On Game. Again, it's just myself, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress on the show. LeVar is coaching 7-on-7, and hopefully they are doing a great job at that. You can tweet us at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plaxico Burress, at Fox Sports Radio. Wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you download, like, just give a listen, iHeart, radio, whatever it may be. Just make sure you support us. We appreciate the support. We don't take it for granted. But you can subscribe, Apple, iHeart, wherever you get your podcast, just make sure you're supporting us. As we finish the show the last couple minutes, Plex, Are you a hockey guy?
Yeah, I watch hockey, man. Listen, you can't play in the city of Pittsburgh and not love hockey. It's impossible. Hockey in Pittsburgh, man, is like, man, it's like religion in Pittsburgh, man. Sid the Kid, I came in when Mario Lemieux was still playing over at the Civic Center. Malkin, all of those guys, man, got a chance to. I was there when they won the 2 Stanley Cups. So, yeah, man, Pittsburgh hockey, man, there's nothing like it. It's the first hockey game I had ever been to in my life. So, you know, I've been a Pens fan, man. Unfortunately, I actually tweeted it out when the Penguins were playing against the Rangers in the playoffs, and I was like, go Pens. And I was getting a lot of blowback because it was, dog, how you going to be in New York and not root for the Rangers? And I'm like, yo, my first hockey game I ever went to was in Pittsburgh, man. So I'm a Pens fan when it comes to hockey.
Well, I've never been to a game, but I've watched the Kings. When the Kings are playing in the playoffs, I watch they not playing. I don't watch often. But, you know, last night my son turned it on, and it was crazy. If you've been listening to the show and you hear Ilo on trending – the way the Tampa Bay – I thought that game was going in overtime last night. I watched, like, literally the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. I thought it was going overtime.
Right. Yeah, peace to my man John Cooper, man. I met John a few years ago, played golf with him down in Tampa. So, man, he's been doing a hell of a job with that team, man, over the last 2 or 3 years. Man.
The way the Tampa Bay Lightning won that game last night, it was crazy. But I don't know if they're going to win this Stanley Cup Finals, man. They fight.
Yeah, you can never count the Lightning out, man. So you never know, man.
They're fighting uphill. I don't believe they'll pull it out, but if they do, they'll look back at last night's game and say that was a turning point. We appreciate you guys for listening, for locking in with us. Up on Game. We'll be back next week. Fox Sports Radio. We out. LeVar, don't suck.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.